Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. As you begin to perform a fall cleanup in your garden, it is either time to collect or eliminate seeds. I've got beautiful perennial flower gardens all over my property. Some of the flowers are native plants, while many are others that I've either transplanted from a nursery or from splitting the crop of a neighbor's flower. If you're splitting the crop, that's actually cutting the root mass. And you know what? Many people will, you know, it's a great way to share different perennial flowers. People that have hostas love, because there's so many varieties of hostas, they love to split the crops of hostas and so on. So now, the problem we have is that many of the flowers have an overabundance of seeds. If you do not eliminate many of the seed heads, you will create invasive species of plants within your garden. Each year at this time, I work on elimination prior to collecting seeds from the flowers that I want to increase their production. So you see, there's the two sides of it. So either we're going to collect seeds or eliminate some seeds to prevent invasive plants. I carefully prune the plants at the base. And so here you go. Think about this. You have an old plant. It's now dying off a little bit. Seed head is there, and you might see hundreds and sometimes even thousands of seeds. And I carefully, with my pruning shears, cut the plant off at the base without shaking the head. Because, hey, wind dispersal, you probably have seen this. You see seeds flying all over the place. And I have my large recycling barrel right there. And I carefully put them in there. And when you press down on the recycle, the plants that are inside the barrel, don't press hard. Otherwise, poof, you see the seeds go up. And it's just part of it. And you will have them dispersed all over your property. So let me give you an example so you could understand this. Years ago, I wanted to help out the monarch butterfly population. The larvae, they eat milkweed. So I transplanted a few plants of milkweed to a sunny location. That year, the seeds, they have these really cool pods, opened up, and the wind carried hundreds, probably even thousands, of milkweed seeds all over my property. The next year, the monarchs had Thanksgiving at my home all season long. No pun intended, the milkweed had become a weed. It took me a few years to control the population. Now the monarchs, the milkweed, and me, we all live in harmony. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. This was my lesson in controlling the amounts of seeds of a specific species. Other native plants that I am currently eliminating the seeds from are goldenrod, heart-shaped aster, white snake root, and evening primrose. So I'm going to let you know that I still want those plants, and I'll tell you what you can do with them. So those are native species. Now, two plants that I inherited the plants. So in other words, I asked people for either the plant or the seed. One was the plant, and I got Rosa Sharon, beautiful flower, summertime, and the Jerusalem artichoke, which is a beautiful, looks very much sunflower-like, tall stems over 6 feet. And actually a recent show I did, and I'm talking about like two sides of my property around my windows. You look at any of the big, beautiful windows I have, and it's just covered with these flowers. Well, if you don't control the seed output, they will disperse all over your property and you will spend countless hours. And I'm telling you from experience, the milkweed one and a few others, countless hours in the future working to reduce their population. One invasive plant by its root system is mint. I'm going to let you know that if you're going to grow mint, and there are many different types, varieties of mint, if you're going to grow it, you need to all the time control that wild raspberry, or actually even a cultivated raspberry, the same thing. you need to absolutely control this one. And if you don't, you're going to have an overgrown area simply in 1 year's time. Now, conversely, there are plants that I'm working on increasing the populations in my perennial gardens. My favorite flower, this is of all time, and it's also the favorite flower of my arch enemy, the groundhog, is the purple coneflower. I love it for its flower. He loves to mow down and eat every leaf off of them. It's like you have a craving for a specific type of ice cream. And of course, we all know that there's only one flavor of ice cream, and it's coffee ice cream, except now that Gabby and I have figured out that Moose Tracks is a second favorite. Joking about that, but it's like the groundhog, he just loves the flavor. Now, like, you look at all the plants that I have, and he'll mow down purple coneflower, and he's going to get every drop of every leaf. Now, enough about Mr. G. This flower also attracts all types of butterflies and bees. And yes, Joey B loves bees. Well, I collect the seeds on the stems and disperse the seeds where I want them to grow. I recently created a path through one of my gardens and wanted the sides to be bordered with purple coneflower. Adding the seeds has produced an explosion of summer color along the path. I also collect the seeds I mentioned on the stems for another reason. If you leave the seeds head, I'm babbling here because I'm excited about this one. If you leave the seed head on as the summer wanes, you'll get flocks of goldfinches stopping by for a meal. And I mean flocks. It really, really is cool to watch them. Well, I actually cut the stems off. I tie them together. I bundle them together. And then in the wintertime, I hang them out upside down near one of my feeders. And the goldfinches come by wintertime to feed on them. Two other seeds to collect are columbine, which is an early spring flower, and phlox, a summer blooming flower. The great part of collecting seeds is you get to disperse them exactly where you want them on your property. So you get these new plants to grow. It's like X marks a spot. You get to put them right there. Another summer flower is butterfly weed. I have a bright orange variety that I enjoy adding this color to all my perennial garden, so I collect that seed and put it down exactly where I want. Now, so what do you do with your pumpkins and gourds after the fall season? Most people just throw them in the trash. I have a show on biomass waste, and you should listen to that show. I did it about this time last year, but don't go there now because you need to hear the rest of this show, and then you can go there. So what do you do with these seeds? My solution is twofold. If you like pumpkin seeds, dry them, roast them, lightly salt them, and eat them. Personally, I take my pumpkin seeds and in a strategic place, and I shouldn't say seeds, I actually take the whole pumpkins, and strategically, I place them in my gardens. I allow the critters to go out there and have a feast. They will eat all the seeds except for a few. It's funny, there's a few seeds always find its way into the soil. And I have now put down the pumpkin exactly where I want that pumpkin to grow next year. Now, here's something for you with invasion. Make sure you have ample space because the vines of a pumpkin can be very invasive. I mean, they take up so much ground. It's cool to watch pumpkins grow. And if you have children, it's really cool because they will actually get to see the flowers. And they're big, beautiful yellow flowers. And then you get the pumpkins, of course. And the timing of that is planting. Depends on where you live, but most times in our country, planting late May gives you perfect time to cut pumpkins for Halloween. So, what house gift are you going to give to someone at Thanksgiving? Maybe a bottle of wine? How about collecting various types of seeds from the flowers you love and filling a mason jar? Put a label on the jar with the date and the types of seeds in the jar. Anyone who gardens would love this gift. The fall isn't just about cleanup anymore in the garden. It's all about preparing next year for a great explosion of color from your favorite flowers. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. enjoy life's adventures.